Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept.
Well, welcome. It is the Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show, and this is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. Thank you. Come on in. So happy that you're here today. And now you know what we do here. It's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. It's little love drops to help you in a quick, fast manner to take that business that you have and just spread a little bit more love and a little bit more joy to the universe with your beautiful spiritual gift. So thank you so very much for tuning in today. And we have a big subject. And the reason it's a big subject is because it's something that I find not only with myself, with my clients, but even when I talk to some of my friends, that this is one thing where people get a little bit stuck. And so I thought, wouldn't it be great to do 15 minutes and do some little thriving love action around this one thing? How do we make change stick? You know, Gandhi said, be the change that you wish to see in the world. And does this ever happen to you? Is it when change, you know, when you decide that you're going to make a big change or you're going to make a big change? Now, and this can be personal. This can be in your relationships. This can be in your business. Any type of change that you're trying to do in your life, do you ever find that sometimes this sets in? Where you just don't feel motivated to stick with the change. So when you very first started it, you're like, yay, I'm so motivated. Oh, my God, this is going to be life-changing to myself, life-changing to others. This is really going to be the path that I need to be on. And you just can't connect with it anymore. And so I thought it would be good to talk about that. So how do we go from, yay, I'm so excited and moving forward, to I'm not sure if I'm moving forward at all? Or I don't know what happened to that routine or that new thing that I implemented in my business or in my life. Or, you know, it can be as simple as, you know, taking a walk every day. And whatever it is that you've implemented that is a change that you really want to stick with and kind of get the super glue out and go, yes, this is really important to me. So how do we re-engage ourselves back into that change is one question. And then the other question is, what pulls us off in the first place? So I thought it'd be great to give a little personal story, and that is, at the beginning of the year, like a lot of people, I was very engaged in making some big changes, not only in my own personal life and my physical life, but also with my business life. And I did many different things that created the change as far as new routines in my personal life and my business life, new routines for myself personally. As far as physically, you know, some exercise, you know, all the stuff that you do at the beginning of the year. And I really did really well with it. I stuck to it, you know, pretty dang close. Then I went to this beautiful, huge event, and it was a 4-day event. And that event just catapulted me a little bit closer to making sure I'm sticking with that change. And sure enough, about 2 weeks later, I got sick, and that sickness pulled me completely, you know, like completely out of the atmosphere of whatever change I was trying to do. And when I talk to others, they say, you know, sometimes it's not even you know, as big of a deal as maybe not feeling well or having some kind of illness come in, but maybe it is I just get unmotivated, or maybe it is I just can't feel that same energy that I felt in the very beginning of the time that I was connected to that. So let's talk about why we get pulled away from change. And I think this is a great conversation to have, and a wholehearted, loving conversation to see if we can kind of get down and dirty with why do we decide that something's so important to us, but we get pulled off and we don't follow through. So let's talk about that, and there is a part of that that is uncertainty. So, you know, when you make a decision to do change, in the moment, whatever that is, in the moment, a lot of times you can visually see what that change is going to do for you, or you can feel what do for you. And then as you start doing the work or the labor of love to get that change, to do that new routine or that new thing every single day within your business or your life, something kicks in. And what kicks in is uncertainty. So if I do this change, is it really going to make a difference? Do I really trust? And you know, the word trust comes right back to spirit. Do I trust that this is going to take me to where I want to go? And then there's, between the uncertainty and the trust, there's a little bit of fear. Like, well, what if this change, you know, doesn't turn out like I wanted? What if this change, in some which way, shape, or form, I'm a little afraid of? You know, sometimes when you're trying to change your business or you're trying to change things personally, there's a little bit of fear of success, maybe a little bit of fear of freedom. Maybe there's some prosperity things in there that you're working with that there's a little bit of fear of from. So how do you step through that energy of uncertainty and the energy of, I just don't trust? And here is an idea for you. So in the moment right now, you can take a few breaths and you can start to think or feel or open your heart and say, does this resonate with me? When I start very clearly on a path, do I often get waylaid? Do I often move away from that path? And is it because I just don't trust what's happening in the future? Or do I have a little bit of fear of what's going to happen if I make this change and it congruently works perfect? I completely match with it and it works absolutely perfect. So think about that for a second. I was on a call with some teammates yesterday evening, and we were having a talk about this same exact discussion. And it was very interesting what came up when we talked about this. And we all shared a little bit about where we were in our business and in our life. And a few different things came up. So one thing came out up was a little being afraid of, gosh, if I make this change, and this change creates so much synergy in my business, spiritual business, it's going to change the world, heal others, and create all this love, that maybe I'll lose some of my freedom. And if I lose some of my freedom, wow, I don't know if I want that. I really love my freedom. You know, another thing that came up was a little bit of a resistance to, will the prosperity come? Will I be supported? What if I'm not? What if I make this big leap and I leave my regular career to follow my heart and follow my dream, and the prosperity doesn't show up? So that's where we go right back to that trust. There has to be a place when we're making change stick that we allow ourselves to to truly trust that the universe has us in the right place. And we have to remind ourselves of that every single day. So whether you're trying to change a routine for your business, a routine for your personal life, a routine in your for your physical life, whatever it is that you're looking at, if you don't have some kind of a trigger, some kind of a nudge, some kind of a tap that tells you every single day, it's okay to trust in the universe. I'm going to make this change. The universe is holding my hand. This is okay. So one way that you could do that is maybe write it down every morning. Another way that you could do that is maybe have an affirmation that you read every day that just basically says, I'm making some changes, and I trust in the universe that they're with me, and just keep moving forward with those changes. Another thing that happens a lot of times is that we get very uncomfortable with, well, gosh, I'm making these big changes. I'm really stepping out. I'm really moving into the energy of love, the energy of healing, really doing something different in my wellness business to create some big change. And as we know, sometimes we have to create some big change within us before we can create big change with outside of us. And, you know, one of those big changes is really having a huge amount of self-love. And, gosh, you know, this is the one thing that we come here to learn is this self-love piece. So when we are sitting in the energy of uncertainty and we're sitting in the energy of I'm not sure, we are connecting with that piece of us that doesn't love ourselves unconditionally. Don't love ourselves unconditionally, and we connect to that. Moving forward and getting into the flow and getting change to happen in your life is almost, I'm not going to say that it won't happen because, as we know, the universe has a plan for you and things are going to happen, whatever the case may be. But what it makes it is it makes it take longer to happen. So instead of just having a quick, fast, it's going to move and you're going to shake this off and it's going to happen today or it's going to happen right now, what happens is that it takes longer. And so I think, and I know the universe thinks the same thing, is that we don't have to wait. We can make a change in a faster, more loving way by reminding ourselves when a little bit of that fear comes in or a little bit of that uncertainty comes in that it's okay to love ourselves and trust ourselves. So there's trusting the universe and trusting ourselves. Because we're all part of that beautiful gift of love. So how do we trust a little bit more? So one thing we talked about was sharing your gift in a way to yourself on a regular daily basis, that you're willing to make this change and you're willing to trust the universe and yourself, that you're in the right place, that you're in the right time, that everything is happening perfectly for you. You know, to be the change that you wish to see in the world, sometimes all it is trust. It's just that opening your heart and knowing everything's going right. I can stick to this change because I'm going to let go of any of my interpretations of what might happen in the future that I may not be ready for, that I may have a little fear around, a little bit of intrepidation around. We can let go of that. We can breathe into it. We can create a daily mantra for ourselves. So here's what I ask of you this week. What is it that you're going to do that is very important to you that you want to make change, you want to make it stick, you want to stick with it, and you're willing to remind yourself daily in the beginning of your day how important this is, and that you're willing to just put your arms out, fall back, and trust. Trust that love will catch you. Trust that universe has you in the right place. So that is 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. I'm sending you off with love and light. This is Cindy Sharp, your host with sharpeningyourspirit.com. A reminder that you can come over to sharpeningyourspirit.com, and there are many things that support you and help you with your business. And if you want to go take a deeper dive into big change with your business, please go over to sharpeningyourspirit.com and you can sign up for a free consultation. Thank you so very much. Big love, big light, and as you know, a big kiss. Until our next show, we'll see you then. Love and light.